So here we are beginning book Delta, which starts on August 24th, 1982, and goes through October of the same year, beginning with further tests on materials isolated in the previous book. A retest of the whole set on Wednesday, August 25th, showing which were strongly positive and which were weakly positive of these, and screening on page 9, Friday, August 27th, continuing with a large number of positive colonies found by hybridization, which would then have to be characterized as what's going on Monday, August 30th, page 11, where probably 20 candidates were screened, and with the conclusion that some very promising candidates. Number 84 is the best, and number 120 is good, but weak, etc. So continuing tests on the candidates then. More screening, Wednesday, September 1st, Debbie and Dean picking these, etc., hybridizing, and so forth. Very strongly positive, a whole bunch. And then Clar digests of them, on the following page, and Sal digests on page 17 and page 19. Saturday, September 4th and September 5th. Labor Day, September 6th. A mix for 9 samples, so on and so forth. Repeat again, Sal digest, page 25. Tuesday, September 7th. Conclusion at last. 402 and 403 are okay. More minis. On page 27. With the conclusion, abandon this, wait for 84. Bulk preparation of the 5 point. Of a 5.6 kilobase Clar fragment, which would include the suppressor gene and the beta globin sequence next to the a little portion of the beta gene. A very faintly outlined map showing what the PAP fragment that was being sought. Suppressor gene next to a sequence of beta globin locus ending partway into the beta globin gene, and then with a Sal-Clar linker. Typical experiment on 37, for Friday, September 17th, with a comment, very odd result, and abandoned in large letters, too many weirdies. But on page 39, a more detailed map there shown of various linkers that could be obtained from Lambda because of the need to get linkers. One couldn't buy these, as I've said before. So a SAL class SAL linker, 499 base pair, a class SAL CLAR linker, 973 bases, CLAR, SAL, XAL, CLAR, linker, etc., etc. All these different linkers that we have to make in order to assemble our construct. We've got them all detailed there, which make it a little difficult. The maps get more complicated, but the construct can eventually be made. Quite a lot of hard work that would be very easy now. Preparative gels for some of the fragments, continuing page 43, Monday, September 20th. Continuing the same general tasks. Different little schemes to get various linkers. Thursday, September 23rd, 57, to get a CLAR, SAL, CLAR linker. Conclusion, a trace better, but not good enough to go on. Minis, Thursday, 29th, page 73. New CLAR digest. And there is clone 3, Delta 75, in preparation. This is preparing the CLAR piece from Delta 79, clone 3, a very large piece of DNA. And with the conclusion on page 74 that for the new CLAR portion didn't help to increase the sample amount, but both number 12 and number 17 still look good on CLAR. That's not, I was mistaken about that. The length of the CLAR piece is shorter than that, because it's commenting that the CLAR piece looks good at about 5.1 kilobase. It should be a bit bigger, 5.2 in fact. R1 and Cloud Digests of Clone 3 again, repeating Saturday, October 2nd, page 81. Just doing the same experiments over until one gets the correct fragment. A conclusion on Sunday, October 3rd, CLA plus or minus SAL, so-called new CLA, etc. And the conclusion, at last, stable 2, grow up 12-2 for a big growth. Check the orientation first. New minis. And the orientation of the plasmid being considered on page 87. One complex plasmid being considered on page 87. Mini orientation being put on page 91, Tuesday, October 3rd, on the opposite side. Conclusion 12 and 17 are opposite orientations and the same size. Scrap 57. So the commenter then in a big letter, so success at last. Either orientation is okay for further work. Select on the basis of the linker. Clone 17, I think, will occur again, unless I'm mistaken. And here on the next page it is, indeed. Page 93, Wednesday, October 6th, with a fairly complete map now of what these fragments are, and then at 17 being shown and with an air gene in it, and a clone 12 and a delta beta sequences with the sub F gene. Some tests of SUPF on page 97, Thursday, October 7th, to see whether this SUPF will, in fact, allow the growth of a DP50 SUPF. So here are various cultures grown up or found. C600, which is wild type, KH82, which is not suppressor minor, DH50 sub-F, which is has two suppressor genes in it, and so on. And testing the lawns for the ability to grow. Making sure that the suppressor gene will work in the way expected. Suppressor and neogene test on 12-2 on page 99 of Friday, October 8th. More tests of suppressor on the following pages. worrying about the orientation of the neo gene relative to the promoters on page 105, Monday, October 11th. And with the conclusion that CLAR 17 looks better. Clone 3 being looked at on Tuesday, October 12th. The results are on Tuesday, October 12th, page 109, fairly consistent with clone 3 being okay from the left hand. Prepare a large piece for cloning and other tests. Clone 3, preparative gel, but CLAR piece. Large preparation in this experiment. 50 micrograms of Delta 75 clone 3 cut with CLAR 1 and then onto a gel. And the results are being shown on page 110 with excellent yields, greater than or equal to 50% and good purity of the different fragments taken from that, which are called 1S, 2, 3, and 4F, 1S being slow and 4 being fast of these fragments, 1, 2, 3, 4 different fragments, CLAR 1 from Delta 30, Delta 75 clone 3. Page 115, tests of SUPF working. SUPF is okay in CLAR 17, and probably okay in CLAR 12. And checks with C1A will confirm more. Not on those tests are done on the following page. Page 117, Thursday, October 14th. Tests of C1A, on C1A, at least 10 to the 6th suppression with Sharon 3A Delta Lac, etc. So the clone contains suppressor and it is a fairly good suppressor. 3. More DNA from a new 17. And on page 121 and 120, a map of the region again of the Cosmid HD3 and of the CLAR fragments, EcoR1 fragment. EcoR from fragment 5.2 kilobase, which is the end of the clone that's going to be used in the recombination, contains part of the Delta Globin gene. The 5.2 kilobase fragment being shown there. It was a little obscure earlier as to what 5.2 was. Next stage considered on page 121. Mm-hmm. some possible diversion on constructing a different X-bar vector from Sharon 30A, a different vector of lambda bacteriophage, but with the conclusion that this says stick with Sharon 3A. And on page 129, Saturday, October 16th, the various X-bar vectors are being looked at. And the simplest is an EcoR1 digest and insert a linker, etc., etc. The capacity of the phages for isolating the different fragments that one might obtain. The problem is the capacity of these vectors and the large construct contemplated. One of the constructs was going to result in a clone of 41,000 base pairs. 41 kilobases, another 39 kilobases, etc. So, continuing. Sunday, October 17th, 133 page, making probes and linkers. Check of the ligations on Monday, October 18th, page 139. More ligations, Monday, October 18th. Probe on 143, Tuesday, October 19th. But number two is correct and clean. As a BAMR one, making a 1.93 kilobase probe. And page 145, Paula Henthorn, probably. Paula's packaging results show that both Sharon 3A X-bar and Sharon Delta X-bar, that is Sharon 3A with deletion, packaged well enough for lifting and hybridization. Because we're about to start on a large series of experiments of having to package DNA and screen for bacteriophages that contain the recombinant fragment. Looking again at clone 12 and clone 17 on page 147, Wednesday, October 20th, that both of them, 12 and 17, both look good. Partial one digest needed on Thursday, October 21st. But it looks to have been two completed digests. So repeat of class partials on Thursday, October 21st, page 151, as we're coming to the end of this book. Saturday, October 23rd, making a buffers and growing colonies, which is the end of book Delta, Saturday, October 23rd.